Once he gets an idea, commentator Shai Oster goes after it. Might be a spiritual quest, but he puts it another way.
I'm searching for a shaman who charges by the hour. She's supposed to have set up a tent along the coast of Lake Hovsgol in western Mongolia. Mongolia is one of the last places where the oldest religion in the world is still practiced. For millennia, shamans have communed with bears, eagles, and lions. They cure illness, soothe ailing souls, and provide answers to the perplexed. The spread of Tibetan Buddhism pushed shamanism to the fringes, and Mongolia's decades of communist rule nearly finished it off. But with democratic reform, there's been a religious revival. A few of the hundreds of destroyed Tibetan monasteries have been rebuilt, and shamans have brought their practices back into the open. We find this shaman's ger, or traditional Mongolian tent, tucked in a pleasant dale of pine trees near a fast-running brook. This place is a 2-day drive from the capital, Ulaanbaatar. But we're not the first visitors. Angtuya has turned tradition into a regular tourist landmark. She's even listed in the Lonely Planet guidebook. When we arrive, the lake is still frozen, and Angtuya has time to chat. Living far away from the animal spirits is bad for the soul, she says. So, has coming out to Mongolia improved my soul? No, she answers. She looks straight into my eyes, and she's suddenly transformed from a crabapple grandma and a 2-bit con into a sorcerer with jet-black eyes. Those eyes are weapons. They point right through me to the back of my skull. The hairs on my neck stand on end. Only a seance can fix your problems, she tells me. She needs to speak to the spirits to fix the fractures from years of living in concrete bunkers. The world is dangerously out of balance because people like me don't understand the nameless powers that live out here on the grassy plains. We're slowly killing ourselves as we kill the earth. I don't want to believe a word she's saying. I don't want to think that whatever's wrong with me can't be fixed with a cup of coffee, a cigarette, a pill, or a psychiatrist. Maybe that's the problem. I want her to be a quack. I find I can't look into her eyes again. She suggests we fetch her magic drums from another village for the seance. We hesitate. Too far, not enough gas, bad roads, and what if she's right? My soul will have to wait for another day.
The comments of Shai Oster, a journalist based in New York.